the opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports,
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 sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yeah, and life and everything that goes with it. Hey, it's a Tuesday when you're usually in a bad mood. Don't be. We're going to have some fun today. Let's do it. It's the Blitz.
Diabolical.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, Lord Voldemort. You want to get in today? 713-780, ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. And, yeah, it's a Tuesday. Let's have some fun today.
Happy Tuesday, Fred.
Yeah, man, there's Maction tonight.
Maction, baby. Tuesday night Maction.
Yeah.
So I was a big fat loser last night.
Yeah, well, I mean,
what are you gonna
do? Like $50 on it.
Damn Jets.
I mean,
yeah. Where'd they start scoring 27 points? Where'd that come from?
Well, what about the Patriots?
Yeah.
I think what happened is the Jets accidentally got a big lead, and they were like, oh, crap. We better lose this game.
Yeah, that's Trevor Lawrence walking out the door there.
They got the phone call down to the field. Adam Gase, they're like, hey, you like working here for the rest of this season? Guess you better lose this game right now. Yeah. As long as you keep losing, you can keep this job till the end of the year. You start winning games, you gone. Jets owner looked over it. Look, he checked his app. Oh, Jags
looked
lost.
In his wallet at his picture of Trevor Lawrence.
The Jags lost? Damn it.
Yeah, we can't have this.
Can't have this. So the Jets gave the... I mean, there's got to be a reasonable explanation for why the Jets, who are a run-first offense anyway... using a backup quarterback, would you go out there, you know, with a 7-point lead with 4 minutes left, and the first thing you do is chuck a long ball down the middle of the field to really no one wearing black and green? I'm not going to say it's totally shady, but it's pretty shady.
No, it's totally shady.
Okay, it's totally shady.
You can use the word totally, but hey, that's fine. You know, losing creative, you got to get creative. If you're going to be winless, you've got to be creative.
And if the Jets wouldn't have... You know, if the Jets wouldn't have gotten a big lead, they wouldn't have had to let the Patriots back in it. My under probably would have hit.
Yeah.
It's just, everything went wrong because the Jets are, they are basically fixing games.
They were up 10-3. You could have just ended the game there.
Yeah.
It would have been fine.
Or you know what? If you're going to lose, just go ahead and lose 13-10. I'm okay
with that. Fine, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Just keep it under. That's all I was looking for.
And I also parlayed it with I had the teaser, so. And I also put the Jets money line because you were talking about it during break. And I was like, it's plus 360.
I almost bet Jets money line.
I thought about it too.
All I did was I teased the under and the Jets, which, you know, that didn't work out.
I have regrets about that because I almost played money line and I didn't bet the spread at all. And I guess had I made a play, I think I would have just played it money line and I would have been pissed off. So even more than I already was.
I'm pissed off at the teaser, so it's okay. Like,
everybody's
it's all good.
Pissed. All right. Let's get it back in Max.
We're in the Tuesday mode now.
Yeah.
That's right.
No, you know what? This is gonna be a good Tuesday, man. We're gonna have some fun today. We're gonna, you know, come up with some gambling stuff and we're just gonna be crazy.
Yeah.
So, you know, just gonna be one of those days, man, feeling good. Got some good news. Today that it looks like well I'll talk to you about it on the break.
Okay.
But yeah, everything's beautiful, man.
It's a good day then.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't checked to see if our Rona update will be positive. I've not checked today. I kind of like being surprised now.
Right.
But boy, it's not positive around the country. Gee whiz.
No.
I thought it was supposed to go away after the election.
It's supposed to happen. It's supposed to be gone already.
Yeah. Oh well, I mean at this point I think we're all going to get it or we've already had it, so let's just forget about it. Just pretend it doesn't exist.
Not me.
And old people can die. I'm okay with it. Young people are fine.
What if you fall into the old people category? If you're ready?
If I die, I die. I've had a great life, man.
Okay. Well, if you're ready, go for it.
You know, and I also
I mean, I kid, but I've got the immune system of a god. I mean, you know, I fight off everything. I mean, I've had upside down balls. I've had all kinds of stuff.
It's true.
Think I'm worried about a little, you know, bat virus?
Yeah. Yeah, your testicles played Twister. I forget about that.
Yeah, yeah.
The Wuhan flu won't stop you.
That's right. So what sportsy stuff is going on today?
There's not a lot of sportsy stuff going on. I mean, all the sportsy stuff that's going on is games getting canceled.
Yeah, I guess Aggie got canceled today.
That's what I've spent my last... normally,
I was about to ask, how did that affect your day?
It affected my day. I normally don't have... Like I said, around 2 o'clock, I stop doing boss stuff and start worrying about the show. Well, today, the two college football games we were carrying on our stations over the weekend, A&M Tennessee and Alabama LSU, were both canceled. So had to do some little readjusting to the schedule. We are going to carry Baylor Texas Tech, which is not quite Alabama LSU, but it'll do in a pinch. So if you're in that, if you need your college football fix this weekend, that you'll still be able to get some. But yeah, everything we had lined up got roaned out today.
I mean, you could argue those two are more evenly matched to each other this season.
True,
than
I think it's like a, I think it's like a one point spread.
It'll be so more competitive.
Yes, it will be competitive
theoretically. Theoretically, it should be more competitive. But yeah, and then that's two pretty big ones there. And it's kind of weird because LSU already, like, they had like 30 guys have it early.
Yeah.
And thought they had it out of the way. And now here it is again. Florida's just kind of been consistent, right? It's like 8 this week, 6 next week, you know, but oh well. But then Aggie only had 2 that I know of, but I guess you're concerned about everybody being in the same room. Is that what it is?
I think so. And I think they had some more tests popping up today. And a lot of tracing and stuff like that. And at this point in the week, even like the guys who are traced won't be able to play.
Could we just, and because honestly, when things happen now doesn't matter anymore. Can't we just say, hey, we're going to push the playoffs and the bowls back 2 weeks to give teams a chance to games in?
I mean, yeah.
Does it really matter if they were playing them in mid-January?
I mean, everybody else played their games at a weird time.
Yeah. And like the NBA's talking about coming back in December. Can I just give you guys a word of advice? Stay gone for a while. We don't really need you.
I wouldn't rush back. Yeah. I get everyone says, well, the NBA's got to play on Christmas Day. Not really. I mean, everyone will understand if you're not playing on Christmas Day because it's Rona time.
And guess what? We'll have like week 9 of the SEC.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I'll take it. It's okay. And, you know, it's in this whole weird thing, the stuff doesn't really matter. Like, we didn't really have Halloween. I mean, Christmas. Guess what? If we don't have basketball on Christmas, okay. You know what we'll have on Christmas? Christmas!
Christmas presents.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, yeah, I'm not too concerned about all that. 409 asks, serious question. Everyone talks about Trevor Lawrence not entering the draft so the Jets don't pick him. Why can't he do what Eli did? I'm sure that he could. I haven't seen anything from his camp saying he doesn't want to play for the Jets.
Yeah, I've heard rumors, but I haven't heard him come out and say it.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm sure that agents are talking stuff like that, but yeah, go ahead.
So you don't want to just say something bad about the Jets and let that get out there then, right?
No, man, I'm not, you know, that comment was really more so just to leave the door open. I mean, people want me to say, no matter what, for sure, I'm leaving school. And that's just not something I'm going to say. And that's as simple as it is. So I'm never going to corner myself like that. And that's like, that's what people want to hear. At the end of the day, I want to leave myself opportunities and, you know, take everything in and make a decision. And, you know, obviously I'm not going to say that, you know, for sure I'm staying or for sure I'm leaving. So that's all it was. And it turns out that caused more of a commotion than if I wouldn't have said anything. So who knows?
And I'll just say this. The Jets are a dumpster fire. There's no question. But if you succeed in New York, you get so much extra money. You get so many extra endorsements.
Yeah, if you succeed there.
And he does have one advantage, kind of like Deshaun Watson does. Looks like they drafted themselves a damn good tackle. To protect him. And so they kind of have a starting point there. You got a tackle and a quarterback. Now, the rest of the roster blows, which, you know, oh well. But if I'm him and you're going to go number one, you're going to go to New York, do it, man. And they're going to bring in a new coach. Hopefully, he'll bring in somebody who doesn't suck. Adam Gase is such a joke.
And I'll say this. I mean, be careful what you wish for, because we all recall the times when the first pick in the draft was supposed to be Matthew Leinart, and he was the lock number one pick, no questions asked. This guy is the top guy in the draft, and he says, "Well, I'm going to do some ballroom dancing this year at USC, so I'll wait it out."
Bank plays 17 another year. Olds, yeah.
Yeah, and listen, I'm sure he had a good time, and a lot of guys are like that. A lot of guys, the important thing is college. They like that college experience. And he probably thinks, like much like Trevor Lawrence is thinking now, Matt Leinart probably thought, well, what'll really be different next year? So the 49ers instead get Alex Smith, who ends up being a bust for the 49ers. I mean, he's made a decent career out of things, but he was a bust for the 49ers. And Matt Leinart, instead of going dead mortal lock number one overall, goes number 10 overall, and he himself had a bust career. And even if he, you know, I mean, he ended up being, well, he was second or, no, he was the second quarterback taken in that draft. He got taken behind Vince, and then it was Cutler right after him.
Yeah, Cutler, I think, was sixth or seventh.
No, I think Cutler was outside the top 10.
No, I'm pretty sure Cutler was top 10. I think he was seventh. He was before Leinart.
Okay, well, Aaron can research that, but that's the...
We call that Googling. You can Google that.
Yeah, that's the game you're playing. That's the game of chicken you play when you do that, and it didn't work for Matt Leinart. And who knows if Matt Leinart ends up in San Francisco, if his path is any different. And the truth of it is, maybe the Jets stink it up this year, and you're like, oh, I don't want to play for the Jets. I don't know where their coach is going to be, blah, blah, blah. And then you go back to school, and then next year the Lions have the first pick, and Matt Stafford's gone, and now the Lions are taking you number one, and they're going to have a new coach. And it's the same situation, except now you're in Detroit and not New York City.
It's so rare you're going to get to a team that's in good shape with the number one pick.
Let's be honest. It is.
It happened with the Colts. And I'll give you a guy it worked out just fine for, Andrew Luck,
and even
staying in school.
Yeah. Even the Colts situation is rare, though, because the entire time the Colts were relevant in the AFC, they didn't have this world-class roster. They had two special quarterbacks that made pretty good rosters look fantastic.
Right. But they weren't the Browns or the Bengals or teams like that.
Right. That's why when they got hurt, everything was an S show, because the rest of the roster was kind of fraudulent. But, yeah, the Jets, they're a mess, but every team that's going to have a top pick is a mess.
Yeah, I think somebody mentioned Matt Barkley. Yeah, Matt Barkley was supposed to be he was supposed to be a top 10 pick, and he wound up going in the second round. So somebody says Cutler was 11th overall.
Yep, Leinart 10, Cutler 11.
Was there a quarterback between Vince and
Leinart? No, no. Those were the three guys. So for some reason I thought he went. I'm confusing him with Jake Locker, I believe.
Okay.
Don't ask me why. Yeah, at old age, you confuse your bad quarterbacks.
Whatever you say about Jay Cutler, don't compare him to Jake Locker. Those careers are not comparable.
The next QB that came off the board in that draft 2006 was Kellen Clemens in the second round to the Jets.
Mm. Well,
he wound up being a decent backup for a while.
Yeah, it could be worse. The problem is he kept having to start games.
Yeah, yeah.
He wasn't
the good thing about a backup is you want him to carry the clipboard.
So. It is funny that, I mean, of all those guys, Jay Cutler is the guy who had the most NFL success.
Yeah, he had the best career.
And he was the one who people gave, they got the most grief for drafting him, you know, and you could have moved up and taken Leinart, and Vince Young and Leinart were supposed to be these dominant dudes, and they never were. Jay Cutler had, honestly, a better career than the two of them combined.
Well, and Leinart just turned out was a check down king, and that's one thing about USC quarterbacks. They get by with that at USC because there's so much talent in the receivers.
Especially back then.
And the receivers would take it for 60 yards, and you get the NFL and suddenly like, Those 4-yard passes, it's not going to get it done. But, oh well, tell you what will get it done, Lightstream. And guys, if you have a balance on your credit cards and that interest rate's up there, maybe it's around 19% or so, how about you give Lightstream a shot? You can turn those balances into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate and start saving money. Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. The rate is fixed, so it will never go up over the life of the loan. The application is 100% online. You don't even have to leave your house to apply. And you can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000, and there's absolutely no fees. And depending on your balances, you could save hundreds, even thousands of dollars. You can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Blitzers can save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred. That's Lightstream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/Fred for more information. There are no mistakes, except what you create. You need to know your place,
'cause it's about to get heavy. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And thanks for the guys, Eric and Chase, thanks for the shout-outs to our sponsors there with Lightstream and Allstate. And guys, if you have a good experience with those folks, please, like if... You know, whether it's Lightstream or Harry's Razors or New Breaks or any of that, TGS, Hoops, any of the sponsors, Lawyer Dave, just, you know, don't be afraid to text the show and tell us. And, you know, we'll mention it to the people when the time comes, because, you know, we want good experiences for you guys, and we want, you know, we want you to use those guys. And so far, you know, a lot of good response to all of them. We try to put you on people that we use ourselves. And that people we know and we trust their business. And so, yeah, I really appreciate seeing stuff like that. That's why the Blitzers are the best. I'm up to 96% positivity on the Blitzers.
Yeah, good for you.
Because
I'm up, still in the 80s.
I know, but I've always kind of said 95.5. I bumped it up to 96. Maybe because I read the text line a lot less.
That probably.
Yeah. It's more Twitch now, and that those guys are more positive. But, yeah, I'm going to go 96% of the Blitzers are awesome.
Josh sent me a text reminding me there's NFL football on Christmas.
Yeah, I don't need
You're
that.
In a hurry to get back NBA on Christmas? Guess what?
Well, people saying they need to get 72 games in to get all the money, and it's like, okay, whatever. You know.
Yeah, but you act like they have to have their finals over by a certain date.
Well, did it matter this year?
Yeah, give these guys a regular offseason. I know, I guess they're trying to work towards getting back on track.
Realistically, you're not going to be back on track until 22, so maybe not worry about it next year. In terms of scheduling, so
I think that was their plan. It was an argument over, well, if we want to try to get back on track, we need to play this. We need to play the game this many games. And the NBAPA went, well, we want to get paid for all of it, and they said, okay, well, then we can't do that. We have to start earlier. So, from my understanding, that was the big argument of players wanted to get paid as much as they could, and the NBA said, all right, if you want to, we have to start the season earlier than that.
I don't know why you'd want to start in December when you still got football going on. I mean, usually...
I don't either. Yeah. I mean, why... And I
mean, we saw what the ratings looked like when they had to go up against football. It was embarrassing.
All I keep hearing is they want to be back on Christmas Day. They can't afford to miss Christmas Day. But if there's football on Christmas Day, you don't want to go up against that. That's not going to go well, because that's your biggest day of the year and you're going to get smoked.
Yep. And there will be football on Christmas Day. I have a little basketball news for you. Just, I'd like to get your take on this, but it involves your favorite team in the world and a player you like.
Okay.
Did you see that the Warriors are trying to are looking into acquiring LaMarcus Aldridge?
I heard about that. I mean, I guess the consideration that I saw anyway was the Warriors would get LaMarcus Aldridge and the Spurs pick, which I think is 11 or 12.
Numero 11.
11. And the Spurs would get the second pick. It kind of makes sense because the Warriors aren't a team that is looking to – they're not looking to rebuild yet. They feel like they can – they've got a window that's still open for a couple years. They want to maximize it. Obviously, the Warriors would have to – they're going to have to send back a bunch of salary, which will likely be Andrew Wiggins as well. So it'd probably be Andrew Wiggins and the second pick and probably some other stuff. I think they have a trade exception from Andre Iguodala they could use. So there's right. some other stuff like that, but – it could happen.
It makes sense in that, I mean, Aldridge is going to be 35, but it's not like the rest of the Warriors are young.
Now, Aldridge is in the last year of his deal.
It's only like $24 million, though. It's not that, I mean, I say only $24 million, but that's not right. that much for a player that
it's not, but you're not getting, like, you don't have him beyond this year. I mean, so they're basically saying, let's go for it right now. I don't know. I can see an argument for both sides. I'm sure the Spurs would love this because they don't particularly want to build around LaMarcus Aldridge anymore. It doesn't really work with Kawhi not there. So it's almost like a reset for them, and they're going to presumably draft a guy that they can build their franchise around with the second pick. That makes sense. And they've got Andrew Wiggins, who has a ton of upside. Assuming that Andrew Wiggins
doesn't have any upside. We know what Andrew Wiggins is.
We saw some upside from him this last year. The guy can score.
He's okay is what he is. He'll never be what he was supposed to be. He'll never be worthy of the number one pick.
No, he won't. But I mean, that doesn't mean that he's useless.
I'm not saying he's useless, but let's not pretend like he might become something more than what he is. I mean, there is no upside there. There's a player who is basically become what he's going to be. And it's not a bad player, but there's no upside at this stage of
his career. Know how you could say he's become who he's going to be when, you know, his points per game went from what 15 to 20 overnight. Like the guy, like when there was nobody else on the Warriors, he took over the scoring and he was okay.
Because there was nobody else on the Warriors.
I'll be a 20 point per game night
Much better system than what he was in before too.
That's fair.
But I mean, but let's not act like he's got upside. You're getting a player who is a decent NBA player.
He is. He's not. You're right. He's never going to live up to the number one overall pick. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying if they can get a guy to build a franchise around, Andrew Wiggins isn't a bad guy to have on that team. Compared to a guy like LaMarcus Aldridge in the last year of his deal.
Well, I think you're hoping your number two pick is who you're building around, not Andrew Wiggins.
That's what I said.
Okay, that's not how it came out, but okay.
Is it not? That the number two, you're hoping that you can draft a player to build your franchise around, and then you've got Andrew Wiggins there as well, who at least doesn't suck. You know, is he ever going to be Kawhi? No. But is he a solid NBA player at this point? Yeah. So I like it for both teams, although I can also see the other side of that argument that, boy, that's a bold move to trade the second overall pick for a guy in the last year of his contract.
I mean, not really. I mean, how many – you're going to hit – well, now, the Warriors always hit on their picks.
They do.
So that part of it you look at and say, well, because I've said all along, whoever the Warriors draft at two will be better than whoever the T-Wolves draft at one, which looks like it's going to be Wiseman. At least that's the latest. But you don't think the Warriors are going to get a damn good player at 11?
I think they will.
I mean, they just draft better than everybody else. The Spurs do too. So, you know, historically, anyway.
You heard it's going to be Wiseman.
That's the latest that I've been reading. Is that the T-Wolves want Wiseman?
Okay.
Which
I was under the impression everybody at this point wants LaMelo.
Yeah, honestly, it's so hard to tell because they could just be floating that to get somebody to trade for the pick because that was the first thing they said they wanted to do was trade it. But you know, I mean, what we saw one game of Wiseman, I can't really – I mean, he's big.
Yeah.
So, obviously, if they're getting workouts in where they can see these guys, that's one thing. But who knows? I mean, you're throwing darts at a board this year. I mean, you didn't have anything really to go on guys like that. I mean, I don't know, but I like the trade from the Warriors' perspective, because I think that window is a lot smaller.
The Warriors at 11 will end up with probably Aaron Nesmith, who's like the best shooter in the whole wide world, and then he'll just continue to be. I mean, that would work more than likely. I'm curious if that's something that would actually happen. I mean, I think it's a ballsy play, and it's certainly a play that says we're going to win the championship this year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm sure they believe that, and they should, because theoretically you get everybody back healthy, but you add him to that group and you should be able to make a run. I think I'd probably bet on you over the Lakers.
If LaMarcus Aldridge is the third best player on your team, you're in.
If he's the fourth. You know, I mean, because Draymond's still there.
I think LaMarcus is better than Draymond.
I don't know. I mean, they do different things, but you can make a case. So, I mean, even if he's 3B or 3A.
I mean, that's what a squad.
And from a Spurs perspective, they're not going anywhere.
No.
So you might as well do something. Hit the reset button now.
Because yep. It doesn't seem like Aldridge wants to re-sign in San Antonio.
All right.
So at least this way you get to move up 9 spots in the draft. I don't know. It makes a lot of sense for them, certainly. The Warriors, I can see an argument against it.
HBK on Twitch says, "Hey, guys, I sent Aaron a local artist music. He's a Wounded Warrior vet from Iraq, and he released his EP today for the Marine Corps birthday. Can you give him a shout-out? His name is Scotty Frazier."
Well, there you go, Scotty Frazier. Shout it out.
And Aaron will add that to our rotation. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. We remind you, it is a local music Tuesday. Everything you hear, except for, you know, the standard stuff from local bands. And Aaron tweets them out. So the whole list of everybody. So if you hear something, just kind of write down what time it came on. And please support these guys, man. We got a lot of really good musicians here in town. And right now, the entertainment industry is struggling. So get a chance to go buy their music, please do. So Mark tweeted this at us and said, "Hoop Central, the Clippers and Knicks reportedly have interest in Russell Westbrook via Kevin O'Connor NBA. I'm not really surprised. I thought all along the Knicks would be the kind of team that would try to go after one of these guys. They want stars.
Yeah.
Clippers is interesting. Add another guy who doesn't do well in the playoffs. would Paul George have to be part of that? I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you would give up. I kind of feel like, what teams?
Yeah.
But I don't know what you would have coming back from the Clippers. But, you know,
there's a lot of rumors flying around the Rockets, and I wouldn't be shocked if none of that stuff happens. If it's just a...
Well, in the Daryl Morey era, you would hear rumors about everything, and then nothing would happen, or it'd be something totally out.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We have a new era here, and we have a new guy that we don't know a damn thing about. He's the Jesus Easterby of the Rockets, so we'll find out. So maybe these things are being leaked elsewhere. Maybe they're being leaked here. Try to get somebody else interested in him. Or maybe there's something to it. Here's some Texans news for you. Activated from the reserve COVID-19 list, Max Sharping, Dylan Cole, Whitney Mercilus. Just in time for the Browns.
That's right, baby.
Well, Sharping, I think I would have liked to. That's a guy that's kind of bad timing, because once Kelemete got hurt, it would have been nice to see him get back in the lineup. He's one of those guys you just got to find out if he can play or not. You know, and so maybe he gets some more action this week. I had never heard of the guy that replaced Kelemete.
I mean, he was literally just a guy.
Yeah, I don't know where he came from. Don't know how they got him. But turns out they got him from the Jets somehow. But, yeah. Trillix Shawshanks is listening earlier today. Joel really, really doesn't like Raphael Stone.
No, he does not.
I haven't. Well, actually, I don't think I've talked to Joel since the Rona. I think the only time I've even seen him was when we were doing a TV thing together with Nate Griffin. But I don't hear good things from other people either.
No.
So, you know, I'm always willing to kind of give the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, I'm not.
But
I always just assume everybody's terrible.
Well, yeah, that's true. You do that.
That's my move.
But yeah, I don't hear good things. And you know, we'll see what that amounts to. It doesn't mean he can't be a GM.
Right.
It just means I don't hear good things about him. Hey, can we talk about something a little off the wall, which I have mixed feelings about?
Okay.
This is a Jefferson County Beaumont story.
Okay.
They Jefferson County approved the sale of Ford Park for $22.2 million for a group hoping to bring horse racing to Beaumont. Now, I have mixed feelings about this. The positive side is, boy, it sounds like somebody we could do business with. Positive for the station. The negative, though, is I don't think we need more horse racing. And, I mean, now, if they're going to do like a short meet, like a couple of weeks or something like that, and do a fair meet or something like that, okay. But you've got Delta Downs across that's driving distance that has a casino with it and races most of the year. You got Sam Houston over here that races for a few months. There's a lot of competition. There's not a lot of horses. And, you know, I love the sport. I'm just dubious. I think if you did it and did like maybe a 3 or 4 week meet, then that could work out pretty well. But if they're hoping to have another track that's going to run a bunch, because as a player, the one thing I hate more than losing is having to bet on 5 horse fields.
Right.
And, you know, I know whenever people do this stuff, they don't care what the player thinks. And, you know, I've always, you know, I care about the players because that's what I am. But just, it's one of those things, like, I'd love to bet on them, but if it's going to be one of those things that have, you know, small fields because there's not enough horses, yeah.
So what's the deal? I mean, what do they do at Ford Park now? Like, I know they've got a concert venue there.
Well, and didn't they play basketball there and stuff?
I know they play baseball there because my kids, the organizations he played for are always having tournaments out there.
Right.
But...
Well, I'm sure somebody can tell us because we have millions of listeners over there. But, yeah, so I don't know what they're doing with it, but if that's the plan, I mean, I think there's a way to make it work. And, you know, if you're spending $22 million and you need a, you know, you need a consultant who can tell you how to make it work, you know where to find me. But I do think I'd be concerned about trying to create another major track. And... I think there's too much competition, and I don't think it's good for anybody. But yeah, if you're running 1 month out of the year and trying to run a really nice meet, boy, I'd be happy to go over there and go to the races all the time. Yeah. It'll be better for my mom because they close the dog track, so she doesn't have a place to play, and it's actually closer for her to go to, almost as close to go to Delta as it is to go to Sam Houston. So, somebody says Ford Park's a joke. The only thing they have there is a fair every year.
Well, so then
they were supposed to build a hotel and water park, but it never happened.
Okay.
So, well, okay. So if you're doing it around the fair, then that could be kind of cool. Have a nice fair meet there. I'm all for that. I just don't know what they're going to do. They built it for $70 million and sold it for 22.
Oof.
$75 million. So they host conventions, occasional concert. Of course, right now,
none of that.
Not many conventions and occasional concerts happening.
Yeah.
Although, man, I saw something online, but I can't find anything about it. That the guys from Shinedown are going to do a thing at White Oak Music Hall in December. Not all of them. It's like the singer and a couple other guys. And, you know, you have to buy a table instead of, you know, because it's going to be spread out. And maybe that's the future of these things, where if you're going to do a concert, you have to have spaced out tables and things like that. So you're never gonna, you know, at least until we have vaccines and things like that.
According to the website of Ford Park, they have 2 events scheduled.
Yeah,
this month, from the 12th to the 22nd, is Paranormal Cirque, which I'm guessing is just another Cirque du Soleil tent thing, and then the Hurricane Pro Wrestling event on November 28th.
Hell yeah, brother!
That sounds good. So, yeah, I'm getting a lot of this is a fair at Ford Park is actually the largest in Texas other than the state fair.
Okay. Is there a trophy for that?
Yeah, you get a silver medal.
I mean, okay.
Yeah, you know how the Olympics work? Like, gold medal goes to the Texas State Fair.
So here's my question. Let's say you, so the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, let's say you take out the rodeo aspect of it. Doesn't it just become a giant fair?
Yeah.
Like, I might be crazy here. When I think of a fair, like the State Fair of Texas, I think of a bunch of food booths, carnival rides, and like vendors selling their wares. Isn't that what a fair is?
Fried stuff.
Isn't that
typically
what
like in other states, from what I've seen, they actually have a livestock show going.
Yeah.
So how you take out the actual rodeo events, and then it becomes a big fair.
So how is that bigger? Is the fair in Beaumont bigger than the Houston Livestock Show or the San Antonio Rodeo? I doubt it. But maybe I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Or ignorant.
Well, I don't know about that. Somebody says, seems like some days the SHRP meter pretty sparsely attended. Imagine it'd be difficult to get a meet in Beaumont to be a huge event. I think it depends on how you do it. I think if you did it as like I said, a 3-week meet where it's a big deal, then, and you can't conflict with Delta or Sam Houston, you're going to have to pick dates where they're not going, then I think you can make it work. Or maybe you do two high quality meets, maybe one in the spring and one in the fall, and one of them comes after Sam Houston, so those horses can go there, and one of them comes right before Delta starts thoroughbreds. And also depends if you're going to do thoroughbreds and quarter horses. And I think the state requires you to do quarter horses, but yeah, I don't know. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. 92.5. Sunday afternoon, it's looking like it's gonna rain soon. So I'ma hit the highway and glide at a cold 55 with nothing on my mind but the blessings of life. Gonna go for a ride today. Yeah, I'm gonna go for. This is the Blitz. The Blitz
on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Brother Bear asks, fried stuff sounds good. Would y'all try deep-fried scorpions and or crickets like Seattle? I'm not really big on weird stuff like that. I'm trying to think of the weirdest fried thing I've ever eaten. It was probably at the State Fair. Because they always have deep fried fill in the blank.
I'll try whatever.
Yeah, I'm not about that life.
I try the crickets.
Hey, so you eat crickets but not scorpions?
Yeah.
I'd probably be more interested in a scorpion, especially if they did it where just enough of that little poison sort of numbed your lips, kind of thing, like they do with that fish, that Japanese fish.
Yeah,
it's stuff like that. I'd be interested in, because it's sort of druggy. But, yeah, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And, man, I just saw them pop up. It's so funny. I almost never see anything on, I don't even remember what the show's called, with Kornheiser and Wilbon.
Pardon the interruption.
They just brought up something I was going to ask you today. From what you've seen halfway through a season, who would you rather have going 4-0, Jose Burrow or Justin Herbert?
Justin Herbert.
See, I think it's a...
I I've taken plenty of grief about this. I also had Tua and Justin Herbert rated ahead of Joe Burrow before the draft. I liked them both better then.
Yeah, it's hard to say with Tua because he's played two games.
Yeah.
So that's why I didn't include him in that. But I do think... I think both guys have performed pretty damn well for teams that aren't very good, including Burrow. But boy, Justin Herbert, I think looks like the real deal. And the one thing we talked about before the draft is coming in, Burrow had all this talent around him. I mean, and you could see what his running back's doing in Kansas City. You can see what his receiver is doing in Minnesota. And Herbert probably had the least amount of talent around him versus Tua and Burrow.
Yeah.
But so far, boy, it's hard to argue with how well Herbert's played.
It is. And listen, what I've seen from him that I didn't see in college is he slings it, man. He is taking big balls chances, like, and maybe it's partly playing on a bad team. Maybe there's a nothing to lose factor to it.
And maybe.
But although he's chucking it around, and I don't know. I like what I've seen out of him.
I think part of it is and that team is in every game. It's not like, the Bengals have been hit and miss. But the Chargers have been in every game.
Yeah.
It's just and this happened with Rivers too, so it's got to be the coaching staff. They just can't win. So 713-780 ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. So there. We had a topic that was the same. Them for once.
Is that what
that makes us a traditional sports show?
Yeah, look at us. Look at us. Wow. But I mean, what you've seen of Tua, and obviously it's just two games, but the jump from game one to game two was pretty impressive.
Which is kind of what I expected. They really didn't need him much in that first game, and so they kept they kept it very simple, especially when they got the early lead with all the. With the defensive scores and the punt return and all that stuff. And they kept it simple. They opened it up a little bit this week against a pretty good team, too. And he looked really good. He certainly didn't look like he didn't belong out there.
Well, the good news is we'll get to see Tua and Herbert head-to-head this weekend.
Yeah.
So that'll maybe give us a better idea of things.
I think it'd be really cool if all three of these guys can play, though.
It would be.
Because that's... that'll be another year of, okay, get three quarterbacks who go on to be really good in one draft.
And Jordan Love.
But, with the guys that we've already talked about that have developed over the last couple of years, with obviously Mahomes, Jackson, Watson, Allen, guys like that, and Russell Wilson's a long way from being done. That's pretty cool because you need a new wave of guys. People keep asking for Mac plays. How about if
I've given them out like three times. Listen to the show.
Yeah. 5 o'clock, we'll do them one more time. And if you miss them then, oh well. So 2 days in a row of sports. What is this, a sports show? Where's all the election talk? We did that yesterday. I think we said everything that needed to be said.
The election's over.
Yeah. The game's over.
It's not over for everybody, but it's over.
Yeah. We said, I'll tell you what, was it 6:15 yesterday, I think it was.
Yeah.
Go to the podcast from 6:15 yesterday. You'll get everything you want.
And I'm not saying this to like poo-poo the loons out there that are still like expecting Trump's thing to work. All I'm saying is until that, if maybe that happens, I don't know. Until it does, though, I'm just going to assume that they got it right. Like that
honestly, to me, this is like the protest of a baseball game that's already over.
Yeah. Like if the news comes down that, oh, they counted the votes wrong in Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and all those have flipped, well, hell, now it's a conversation again. But just like saying every state that Trump lost, there had to be cheating. We're going to find out about it. I'm not buying that. And if you're buying it, good luck.
Well, it's.
But there's.
You know what you are if you're pursuing this? Your Astros fan who wanted the game stopped before Zach Greinke got taken out. That's it.
But I will say this, like some of these sports books aren't paying out. Like there was a $1.3 million wager on Joe Biden and they're not paying out until.
My online book paid out because I got my $25 that I wound up winning from hedging with.
You didn't bet $1.3 million.
No,
they're like, no, we're gonna wait it out.
Well, I also know that my Twitter sponsor book, they basically were gonna get hammered if Trump won because they took on a ton of Trump money.
Oh, really?
They were tweeting it out. They were tweeting it out all night. They were having fun with it. It's like, oh, we just took another 9,000 on Donald Trump. We might have to cancel Christmas this year. And so, I think they came out okay on the thing in the end. But, to me, it's over. And, you know, if it's not over, if it changes, worry about it then.
Yep.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And, I've found that life is so much better when I ignore, 70% of the texters instead of just 20%.
You just got to filter them.
Yeah, because Twitch has been a good addition. I think I love it as an interactive way of doing things. And
I end up usually just seeing the Twitch during breaks.
Yeah.
And it's probably better that way. Reading a bunch of texts and stuff during the show, that'll throw off our show. I'm glad you don't use the text line as much anymore.
I'll take a look, kind of same thing. When I'm on the break, I'll go through and look at a few.
Yeah.
And as long as I kind of keep it cleaned out, if something pops up that is useful to the conversation and kind of turns things the right direction, I'm all for it. And Beer Man Greg asked, say Trump does end up winning, would that book make you pay the $25 back? No, it's official. And here's the thing. I had basically I bet a bunch of money on Trump when he was plus 165. And Tuesday night when things were getting crazy, I bet enough on Biden when he was plus 400 to essentially break even. So that because at that point, I figured, you know what, this was fun. But there was enough. I was concerned enough about the ballots that were still out that I'm like, dude, if I can get Biden at plus 400 and break even here, that's what I'm going to do. So if they took it back, they'd have to give me the 25 that I would have won on Trump.
You know what's going on that we haven't talked about in a while?
No.
The KBO playoffs.
Oh, really?
Guess who my two picks at the beginning of the year, I was like, I'm trying to decide who my team is. And of course, everyone knows I went with the NC Dinos, the best team. Guess who they're probably going to play in the championship? The other team I was considering, the Doosan Bears. They're up 2-0.
Go Bears, go.
In their best of five. So, might be Bears and Dinos. And guess who came back? Guess who's healthy right in time for the playoffs, baby?
Kung Chao Ming?
Ku Chang Mo.
Oh.
So we'll be talking a lot of Dinos baseball.
You saw how weird their playoff format is, though, right?
The Dinos don't have to play a playoff game until the
championship
the Korean series.
Series
or whatever they call it. It's like it almost looks like a mid-tier basketball conference tournament.
Yeah.
Where the best team, they want to make sure that their best team is in the finals, so they get a bye all the way through and everybody else has to keep climbing the ladder. It's very odd, but I'm for it as long as the Dinos are the one seed.
This is why I don't read Twitch. Quit lying, Fred. You know your ass lose. Well, first off, please put a complete sentence together. And second off, I'm more than happy to tell you guys when I lose my ass. I was wrong about it. I thought Trump was going to win. That's why I bet so much. But you know what I also do? Sometimes I cover. Sometimes I hedge. And you know what? I actually have texts with people from that night where we're going, but you know what? I don't need to show those to you. You know why? Because you're a loser Tuesday texter. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. She was lonely. She couldn't wait.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.